What is considered a barrier? That our Gemara in Masech Tichun Daf Kuf Amud Aleph tells us that a barrier can never become bottle. So the Shulchan Aruch in Yerideya Siman Kuf Sif Aleph says that in order to fulfill the requirement that it's considered a barrier and not bottle, it says that it has to have a neshama. And therefore, as we said in the end of our previous year, a kernel of wheat is not considered a barrier. It has to be something that was osur mitchilas briyasai, gir hanosha, oif tamei, worms, ants, whereas a nevela or a shor haniskel weren't osur mitchilas briyasam. And another concept is that it has to be something that if it's not whole, it's not called that anymore. If you have a Giranosha, to use the example of our Gemara, and you take off part of the Giranosha, it's no longer considered a Giranosha. It's considered a piece of the Giranosha. And when it's considered a piece of the Giranosha, then it's not considered a barrier. Another important condition when we do or don't say the halacha barrier is regarding the halacha of that a barrier has to be whole. It's very connected to what we just said. And therefore, a common question is if the ant or whatever worm is here, and it's certainly, as we've been describing, fulfills all of the conditions of what is considered a barrier, but it's missing part of its, missing a leg, it's missing anything, then it's not considered anymore a barrier. Daruch HaShulchan, here in Siman Kuf, Sifkat and Yud Gimel, discusses a question which is, of course, quite often asked. Many times, in certain foods, we find worms, thrips, different shrotzim that we know that the Torah is very makbid. The Torah is very strict about the ingestion of these foods. And therefore, sometimes in flour or in vegetables, you have these ants. And the question is, how does one make sure that he isn't over chas v'sholem to eat him? Because as much v'vadai, he says, as reasonably didactic m'kola efsholim molet mizah, people who are careful in hilchas machalos asuris do everything in their ability to avoid eating these kind of foods. V'mkol shtadlusob, but as much as they try, they can never be sure that it's perfectly clean. And if that's by people who are super careful, certainly other people who are not as diligent, how can we say, says Daruch HaShulchan, that everybody's over, everybody's transgressing such a significant isser? We have to find sort of a schus for them. So the Crazy Placey quotes an opinion of the Rash and the Rashba that even though we're learning that the halacha is that a barrier never becomes bottle, what that means is that in our Gemaras we've been learning that the Shir Bittel, Shishim, 60 times, Meya, 100 times, but he says, they say a Chiddush, that when we're talking about a ratio of 1,000, Elif, as the Gemara always uses, Be'elef, it is bottle. And therefore, in most of the situations that we just identified, with its bottle, Be'elef, and maybe that's why if you have something in your flour, it's certainly bottle Be'elef, it's not a problem. Tosfos here, the Ramaskal Beria, disagrees. Because Tosfos says, Tiasha says that a barrier doesn't become bottle a filu be'elef. And so too is the opinion of the Rosh. And one of the rayas that they use is that Al Gemara speaks about three examples of foods that are not bottle. One is barrier. The next that the Gemara is going to speak about is a Dovish Shabiminyan. And the next that the Gemara is going to speak about is a Chaticha Harui L'Skabit. The halachas of a Chaticha Harui L'Skabit, the Mitzvashem, we will discuss. But besides that, we're going to discuss the halachas of a Chaticha Harui L'Skabit. There are no Rishonim. Nobody suggests that a Chaticha Harui L'Skabit makes a difference. Shishim, Meya, Elif. Chaticha Harui L'Skabit, everybody agrees, is never bottled. So if Al Gemara seems to be putting them all in the same category, so if a Chaticha Harui L'Skabit never becomes bottled, so too a barrier. And the Raya can be said a little better, because the Gemara discusses why we have to speak about every type of situation which is not bottled. If the halacha were that a barrier is bottled by elef and a chaticha harui l'skabid is not bottled by elef, we would have an obvious difference that the Gemara should point out. The fact that the Gemara doesn't make this point seems to be, according to these Rishonim, a compelling raya that a barrier also is not bottle B elef. However, the Aruch HaShulchan does want to rely on this heter to say that it's impossible that we should say that all of Klal Yisrael are eating such serious machalos asuris. He considers it a shas atchak, that apparently in those days it was impossible to be certain that the food was clearly completely clean, and therefore maybe we could be makel. There's another important point in discussing burial, and that is our Gemara discusses a Gira Nasha. So a Gira Nasha is something which is clearly identifiable, and our Gemara also considers it a barrier. However, in a situation when you have these very small nits or different type of creatures that are never visible, the halshaila is, can they be considered a barrier? And of course, some Rishonim, many Rishonim and Achronim certainly take the position, and this is a halacha that's relevant in all areas of halacha, that lo nitna Torah l'malachei sharis. The Torah wasn't given to malachim. The Torah expects us to be able to do what we can do, and not more. So if something is totally not visible, even though it may be there, of course, the Torah doesn't say that we need to be concerned. But there's another svara, and that is the svara that we said a moment ago. The Gemara seems to be equating all of these situations, barrier, davish, minyan, chaticha, ril, eskabit. And what is the concept behind all of these different situations that are not bottle? Because they're choshev. It's something significant. So when we say that it's choshev and it's something significant, something which is not visible, and the Achroinim suggest this, the Rav Shlomo Kluger discusses this, maybe is not in the category of a barrier. And therefore, something which is not visible, you can't call something which is not really visible a barrier because it's not choshev. There's another heter that the Aruch HaShulchan suggested. And that is that since these worms or other such items are obviously pogum, they're very unappetizing, they're something that nobody wants to eat, and they're repulsive, the halacha is that something which is mos is bottle. So since on the mola, a talas, a bottle, the halacha is that, again, very much the svar that was saying, the reason a beria is not bottle is because it's chashev. Something which is mias, we can't call chashev. The problem with this pshat is that the Shulchan Aruch here in Siman Kuf, Sif Aleph, when it wants to give examples of what a beria is, the Gemara says a namola is an example of a beria. And therefore, to say that a namala is not a beria because it's moss is a very difficult svara. So the Aruch HaShulchan himself wants to differentiate. And he wants to say there are two reasons why something may be considered moss. It could be considered moss because it could be considered moss because it is naturally moss on the mala, or something could be considered moss because it became moss. So the Aruch HaShulchan wants to suggest that the only time we say the svara of moss is by something that became moss. And since it became moss, so using the svara that we've been saying in our entire shiur, it loses its chshivas. And once it loses its chshivas, so then we could say that it doesn't become bottle. But in a situation that's what this item is, it's a namala, and a namala by definition is moss, then we don't say a svara that just because it's moss, it should be able to become bottle.